It's time. Time to get inspired and empowered. To realize it's never too late. To create your next amazing story. Get ready to break through, transform, and start living the life of your dreams. So, are you ready? Truly ready to begin your journey to create your next amazing story in life and love? Great. Let's jump in with your host, Life and Love Transformational Coach, Suzanne Oshima.
Hi there. Welcome to the It's Never Too Late show. I'm Marjorie Fiore, and I'll be your guest host for today's show. We're turning the tables today, and I'll actually be interviewing Suzanne Oshima. Suzanne's a Life and Love Transformational Coach at Your Next Amazing Story. And today we're talking about how to be lucky in love. Oh, it's going to be a good one. But Suzanne, before we jump in, I'd love for you to share with the audience who you serve and why.
Sure. So I help single women transform midlife into their best life and find love again in their next chapter. And it's something that I'm so passionate about because I hear too many women in midlife say, it's too late for me to find love again. They think they're going to spend the rest of their life alone. And I know, and unless they want to, that's not how it has to be, and that they can find love again in their next chapter. So again, it's something that I'm so passionate about. I love working with women in midlife and helping them find love again in their next chapter.
Good. We need you. Anyways, this is such a great topic because, you know, a lot of my single friends complain to me every time someone they know actually finds love again. And I'm sure they're happy for them, but that's not why they're complaining. They're complaining because it's like they're frustrated with their own dating situation. They've been dating for years, and then seemingly out of nowhere, this person finds love so easily. So why does it seem like some women are so lucky in finding love again?
Yeah, you know, I love this question because I too hear the same complaints that you're hearing, Marjorie, about, oh, why was it so easy for her? Why is she so lucky? She just got out there and started dating, and or they're following someone on Instagram and they all of a sudden see someone's engaged and they're like, oh my God, it was so easy for her. And The truth of the matter is, well, sometimes people can be lucky. Is sometimes what people don't realize is there's a whole journey that someone went through to get to where they are today, whether it was meeting the right man, whether it's being in that relationship or getting engaged. And the thing is that a lot of people don't publicize on their Instagram feed or their Facebook feed all the down moments in finding love again. They just post when it gets to the end result. And so the perception for a lot of people is, oh, it was so easy for her. And that's not true, is because most people are just posting their highlight reels. And so we think it was all so easy for them. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, like, I don't know about you, Marjorie, but here's how I look at if someone is so lucky in love, is that they're really not putting themselves out there like they really weren't looking for love, is they're not doing online dating, they're not trying to meet men organically, that they're just kind of going about their day, and that's not even top of mind. And then all of a sudden, she meets someone, whether it's at the grocery store, and then it just turns out working out. To me, that is luck. But right. When someone is actually, you know, putting a lot of effort or taking action, and then after 6 months, a year, whatever it is, they finally meet the right man after like 100 dates, to me, that's not luck. To me, that is she really put in the work and the effort to meet the right man. And so her end result after going right. through that journey is she finally met the right man. I don't consider that luck.
Yeah, and I like what you said because I think like we see those highlight reels. I know if I was single and I was dating, I probably wouldn't broadcast that I was on a dating site and do it. You don't know behind the scenes the stuff they are doing that looks like luck, and it's not. So yeah, I mean, if it's something that it's really worthwhile, you need to put the effort in. And like you said, the result should happen more naturally, but with the effort. So, I mean, what's your advice? Should a woman just sit back and wait for luck to fall in her lap like some of her friends?
Well, you know, here's the thing. is you can wait for luck to happen, but the honest truth is you may be waiting a very long time. And I don't know about you, Marjorie, but I don't like to put my fate or my destiny out into luck. To me, everything that I have and that I'm proud that I have in my life is because I worked for it, right? I took action, I put in the effort, and did things to get where I wanted to be today. And I would hope for most women that you're not going to just sit back and just wait for the right man to come knocking at your door, because the truth is, if a man came knocking at your door, you would be like, he's a crazy man. I don't know who he is, right? So you do need to put yourself out there, do the work, and then as you start, if you believe in the law of attraction, right? It's not only about putting the intent out there, it's also taking action towards your goal and what you
Right, and
truly
I
want.
think it's, once you do that effort, and it's the most important relationship you're going to have in your life, but there's so much more satisfaction if you put the energy and the effort and you put the signals out there for the universe to kind of line up and send that positive vibration. There's more satisfaction, and then there's mutual commitment. It's not easy come, easy go. Oh, this was lucky. We came over to do this and we hit it off. And you also don't know when people say it looks like luck, maybe they've just kind of settled. It's like, oh, he was single, I was single, like we had fun together, but maybe that's not your standard. So, again, I would say stay in your lane, kind of like focus on what you want. I know I see that when I see some of my girlfriends that are married, and I'm like, did that bother you? Like, why didn't you say something? And or they'll be like, well, her husband does that. I'm like, I am not married to her husband. Like, I have my own things, my own stuff going on. That's why I'm not
Yeah.
married to her husband.
Well, thank God,
So
'cause you
you
have
just like
your own
message to
husband.
yourself and be authentic, because it's going to come out anyways. So
Yeah,
I
no,
think
it's
it's
true.
like anything else, like you said, anything worth really having is worth the effort and definitely taking action. That's funny. I love law of attraction too, and it's not like you put out these signs and then go sit on the sofa for the rest of the day. You've got to take inspired action.
Yeah.
You've got to put yourself out there. You've got to do your dating profile and things like that, and you've got to make yourself available. So any last tips as we wrap up today?
Yeah, I think the last tip that I would say to the women is, it's not going to be all, a bed of roses and puppies and kittens and unicorns along the journey. It's going to be an up and down roller coaster ride. And it's about weathering the downs and being able to get back up when, a man stands you up on a date, when a man disappears after 6 months and you're like, I thought we were going somewhere, and all of a sudden he disappears. Yeah.
Next.
Is not just going, oh, it's not meant for me, it's not in the cards for me, and I'm so unlucky. It's get back up, get back up. Your mother would tell you fall, you get back up, right? And you brush yourself off. So just know that it's important to put yourself out there. But again, it's the women that get back up that are the ones that find love again in their next chapter.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to leave our love life to luck.
Yeah, no,
So
exactly.
this was another great episode. I love this topic, and I know that you have a free online masterclass, The Secrets to Meet a Quality Man. Can you tell us more about it and how the listeners can get registered?
Sure. So in this free masterclass, here's what I'm going to tell you, ladies, because I know you all want to meet a quality man. I'm going to tell you the number one way to meet a quality man. I'm also going to tell you the real reason why you're not meeting any quality men online. And most importantly, is if it's not working for you, I'm going to tell you the secret formula on how to turn it around. It's really easy. And that's all in this free masterclass. And all you have to do is go to yournextamazingstory.com, click at the top of the website, sign up for the free masterclass, and you can find out all this great information.
Great. Thanks everyone for joining us today on the It's Never Too Late show. The show is available in both video and podcast format, which can be found at yournextamazingstory.com. Take care.
Love today's episode of the It's Never Too Late show? Then head on over to yournextamazingstory.com to continue the conversation, get access to show notes, and get more amazing content.